USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has rapidly increased its COVID vaccination efforts, setting new records for the number of shots administered in each of the last 2 days. Nearly 2.9 million shots were given on Saturday. In the next few days, the CDC is expected to release guidance on activities that those who are fully vaccinated can return to. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that vaccine supplies will begin to rapidly increase. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease tells CBS's Face the Nation that even as there are enough shots to vaccinate everyone, it will still take a large effort to administer them all.
As we get more doses, which are going to be dramatically increased as we get into April and May, and as the president has said, we will have, by the end of May, enough vaccines to vaccinate everyone. We'll have to put a big push to get it into people's arms, but by that time, we're going to be doing much, much better.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day! Hey there, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee!
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch!
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely, you can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause, you can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
The Senate passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on Saturday, sending President Biden's signature measure back to the House for final approval. The bill that includes $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans passed by a 50-49 vote along party lines. Senator Joe Manchin believes that they did pass a bipartisan bill, despite the fact that no Republican senators voted for it. The West Virginia Democrat tells CNN that many aspects of the bill were crafted by negotiating across the aisle.
In this bill, we targeted where help is needed. We were able to target basically the people that need help, the children that need help, the schools that need help, the people on the front line, all of America. That's what we were able to do. And a lot of that was by talking with my colleagues and negotiating back and forth. And I was able to channel that through, I think, and hopefully make a bill that is a much more encompassing bill. I think it's a great piece of legislation, going to help a lot of people.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is rushing to accommodate an influx of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border, as nearly 100,000 people were apprehended in the month of February, the highest level since mid-2009. Senator Ron Johnson is calling for a return to the border policies of the Trump administration to deal with that surge. The Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration's reversal of those policies has become an incentive for migrants to head to the southern border.
Well, we should put back in place the successful policies of the Trump administration, the migrant protection program. That was a huge disincentive for families coming into this country illegally. So, you know, President Trump really had, to a great extent, solved this problem. But President Biden, by getting rid of those agreements that we had in place with the Central American countries, the migrant protection program, all those programs now are suspended. They're being rescinded. And that's why you have this surge. And we've got a huge incentive now for people to come to this country. And we're only seeing the beginning of it. This is going to be a disaster.
And two more tickets to the big dance were punched on Sunday. Winthrop defeated Campbell 80-53 in the finals of the Big South Conference tournament to claim the league's automatic bid. And number 20 Loyola Chicago took home the Missouri Valley Conference championship, downing Drake 75-65. One more conference championship was also decided as Liberty claimed the Atlantic Sun title over North Alabama 79-75. However, they were already going to the NCAA tournament as the conference's representative because their opponents in that title game, North Alabama, are still transitioning to Division I and are therefore ineligible for postseason play. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.